Hi, this is Eva. Today we would like to share the summary of the Sound and the Fury. Let's get started. The Sound and the Fury is a dramatic presentation of the decline of the Cobson family, divided into four sections. The history is narrated by three Cobson brothers, Benjamin, Quentin, and Jason.Section 1 is seen through the sensitivities of Benjamin Cobson on April 7, 1928, when Benji is 33 years old. The youngest of the Cobson children, Benji was christened Murray in honor of his uncle. But by the time he reached the age of 5, it became apparent that he was retarded, out of the family's respect of his namesake.He was thereafter called Benji. The eight sons that comprise the Benji section jump about in time, from one of his earliest memory. Because of his impaired mental facilities, Benji is literal, simplistic, and sensual. This section of the novel centers on his impressions of his sister, Candace.The only one in his family who was truly solicitous of him, and arguably one of the most significant characters in the novel. Benji's earliest deceit memory, from 1898, establishes the essence of Candy's character. This early appearance of Candy introduced two major themes: Candy's mud-soiled underwear and water.That will replay through the novel. The Cobson children are ignorant of the death of their grandmother. Candy is the only one of the Cobson children brave enough to climb the pear tree and look through the window to spy on the visitors who have come to attend what she realized as the funeral wake. While Candy does this, her brothers stand below.Gazing up at her muddy underwear, which was soiled earlier when they were playing in a creek adjoining the Cobson estate. Faulkner uses the muddy underwear as an emblem of Candace's incipient sexuality. He frequently introduces bathing scenes in which water is used as a cleansing and purifying agent.This is the summary of The Sound and the Fury. Let's read the whole story and explore the plot and think what the story wants to tell us.